Hello, the Five Minutes with the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 236, 236. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. What is plague? Negah. Negah means blow in Hebrews, in the Hebrew language. So, neither shall any blow come near your body. Say with confidence, neither shall any blow come near my body. It's for you. It is yours. This is your portion. This is your privilege. This is what God has given to you. Will I throw it away? I will not. No matter what men will say, men can ridicule and say, well, but me, I believe in God's word. I will take God's word. Who is a doctor? A doctor is a very important person who is diagnosing sicknesses and helping others. But I thank God that I have somebody who is above medicine. I have somebody who is above science. And he is called Jesus. And his word, the integrity of God's word, that he has spoken and it is done. He says, neither shall any plague come nigh my body. So no blow, no blow. Jesus has received all the blows. Amen. So Romans 6 verse 4 is what we looked at. We said that you should also declare that sin will not have dominion over you. And sin and sickness, they come from the same source. Satan is the author of both. And so sickness will also not have dominion over you, because you are part of the family of God. And do not just look into your family and decide that this is what happens in my family is for me. It is not for you. And then we're also saying that you should be free from the fear of sickness. Fear has torment, according to 1 John. It says, fear has torment. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. Sometimes the thing has not happened to you, but the fear alone, when COVID-19 happened, sometimes it was just the fear. Fear killed people. I know, and I've heard of somebody who was a fan. You know, somebody was a boxer in my country, and this person was just a fan. He loved the man so much. He loved this boxer, and he had this bout, international bout. And whilst he was boxing, I mean, that day it was terrible. The whole of the country was on his knees praying, because it looked like he had a streak of a record of not being beaten. So this was very bad. He was the champion. He had the belt. It had lifted. Everybody was excited, and now he was almost failing. Would you believe that somebody died in my area? He died whilst he was watching this bout. He died because of fear that he would be his friend. His idol, his icon will be beaten. And would you believe that at the end, he was not even beaten. He was not beaten. He redeemed himself in the last bout, in the last round. But the guy was already there. It was so sad. Fear had killed him. And fear, don't play with fear. And don't say, and don't give room to fear. When immediately you see fear coming, you know that something is behind. And a fear, it comes like a little child that is coming. It's just a feeling. No, fear is not a feeling. Fear is a spirit. And that is why 1 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear does not belong to you. So any fear of any sickness, you must let it go now. Listen, drop it today. Feel any sickness, whether it is cancer, because some people, terminal cancer is a big fear. Terminal, like, oh, I don't want to ever hear that I have cancer, you know, because it's like a death sentence. But there is somebody who has worked it all out for you. It's already been done before you were born, that Jesus will take all the blows. The nega, he took all the blows for you. And because of that, today you are free from that blow. Freedom, you must experience the freedom. You have to, and listen, the reason why I'm talking like this, because these are not automatic. Okay, why is it not automatic? It should be automatic that Jesus has died. But look around you. Don't you see people that they are potential? You wish they could just hear or take the gospel and accept Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. But they are in the area with you and they are complete drunks, complete wrecks, drug addicts, and like, why is this guy destroying his life when he has the opportunity to give his life to Christ? Why is it not automatic that when, because Jesus has died, everybody should be born again? Because God has given every man a choice, and you choose, you have a will, you have the privilege of a will to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. You have to choose. There's a choice. He told Adam and Eve, the day you eat this, you will surely die. It was a choice. And every man is responsible for the choice he makes. So even though Jesus has done it, it is your responsibility to take it, to say, this belongs to me, and to take it personally. That's why you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. In the same way, you have to accept Jesus as your personal healer. You're blessed.